I've got Hayden Ballantyne with me, a very tired Hayden Ballantyne. He's just taken a seat. Now, Hayden, what do you think you guys did particularly well to earn the win tonight?
I think our pressure was at the elite level we expect. So, you know, Maney was a maniac again. He just tackled his heart out, and that's what we expect from every week. So our chase and harassment of Essendon was really good, and, you know, we got the turnovers and the goals come after that.
Is there a little bit of a concern that you guys haven't quite finished off games as such yet? You've been in control of all of them pretty much, but you haven't really put the foot to the floor.
Oh, I think last week we did put the foot to the floor. You know, that was basically a four-quarter effort. And, you know, this week, you know, this last quarter, they kicked a few goals. But, you know, when the game was up for grabs, I think in that first three quarters, we really put the foot down and we played our brand of football.
Well, just on that, is it a plan? Is it something that you guys have spoken about? Once you've done that hard work early, that you perhaps slow it down and maybe control the game from there?
There is an element of that. You know, we got to, when you're in control and you want to slow the game down a bit, take a bit of time off the clock, there is that. But, you know, for them to get a few goals in the last quarter is a little bit disappointing. But, you know, when the game was up for grabs, we worked really hard.
Upstairs, Peter Bell, Carl Langdon and Mark Reddings.
Bellas, well done on the win. Just wanted to ask, where do you assess your own sort of match fitness at? Hearing that you're pretty exhausted, the whole team plays a taxing style. You've missed a couple of weeks, of course, with the suspension. Where do you think you're at physically?
Yeah, I think I'm still building. It's been a bit of an interruption for the first part of this year because I had the calf during pre-season, and then obviously there's a couple of weeks off through suspension. So I've had a few interruptions, but you know, that's no excuse. I've been working as hard as I can off the game day to try and keep state that elite fitness like all the other boys. So I'm still building, so hopefully I can still get a bit more match fitness into me.
Hey, Bellas, is it nice not to have to run to the interchange area now after you kicked that first goal?
I think I did, didn't I? Didn't I have to come off? I can't even remember. I was knackered anyway. that was handy.
Now, have you ever been the sub in your career?
No, I've never started as a sub, no, but Ross brought me off after I thought I was having a pretty good day. He brought me off, I was feeling.
So you've probably never seen what happens out here now, but Matty De Boer is running 400s as we speak, mate. He's just about to come past your race.
Yeah, so, you know, if you need to tick off some miles after a game, if you only run, you know, a couple of Ks in the game, you got to get out there and run a few laps. So it's unfortunate for Matty, but he's an absolute machine, and he eats that stuff up for breakfast.
Hayden, it's one of the great things of footy. A debutante comes in, plays well, gets showered in Gatorade and Powerade. Alex Pearce, a special night for him, and I'm sure the boys really enjoyed the fact that he had a taste of it.
Yeah, absolutely. He had a good taste of the Gatorade. I had about three bottles thrown over him, so I had a bit of fun. But, you know, he's really worked his way up from, you know, Peel Thunder. He's played some really good games of football. Does exactly what he's asked to, and he did that tonight. You know, he played on another, you know, really good up-and-coming player, and I think he did a really good job. So he's definitely a player to watch in the future.
Bellas, I'm not sure how much sort of individual play gets highlighted in the review. You'll be embarrassed me talking about it, but, I mean, your tackle in that, I think it was the third or last quarter, was exceptional. But when you get a chance, mate, if you do watch a bit of footy, Chris Mayne's effort back here on the wing, his courage to go back into the flight of play, did you see it during the match?
Yeah, I did. Ross mentioned it at half time. He said, you know, he's not really a big fan of blokes going back blind like that because of injuries that can happen. But he also said, you know, it was a very special effort for someone to go back with the courage like that. And Maney, you know, I think he bounced straight back up too, and then took off to try to sneak a goal. But, you know, that's how Maney plays his best footy, when he's going as hard as he can, playing on instinct. And, you know, it's definitely a team lifting thing when he does stuff like that. But his tackling is just, he's a maniac, isn't he? He goes that hard at the tackles. It's really good.
Now, Bellas, just on that tackle that Belly described, you laid it and then you gave it as well. You got a bit verbal there. Was it anything important that you gave out?
Nah, just a bit of friendly banter. You know how it is out there.
I guess that you were saying something.
It keeps the game fun.
Bellas, I thought when Belly was talking about embarrassing moments, I had sort of the replay of you. I thought you were punched when you fell to the ground in the centre square. What happened there? I was fearful for your safety. Do you remember the incident?
Nah, I think my foot got caught in my shoelace or something. I tripped over.
The Logies were last week, Bellas.
Thanks for joining us, mate.
Thanks, guys.